come one and come all and hear the wonderful tales of Evermore. Welcome to World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fancast. Stay a while and listen to stories of valor, mystery, and romance. Hear ye, this adventure begins now. Hello everyone, welcome back to World Talkers, an Evermore fan podcast. My name is Wyatt, and I'll be leading our discussion today. Today, I think we're going to be talking about our first impressions of lore this season. Joined with me are my fellow buddies. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hello, this is Skylar.
Howdy ho, it's Chandler.
And we're missing out on Danler.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, it's just Chandler, Skylar, and then like my brain went, Danler. No, it's just Daniel. Daniel's not here. Regrettably, he is out with family, but we love him still. We will be talking about lore today, basically just lore first impressions. We wanted to make this a little bit shorter of an episode to kind of give you a respite from last week's episode. It was a bit long, but we felt like it was deserved. Anyway, guys, let's get into it. What did you think about lore so far? What's your first impressions?
I mean, first impressions is it is most indeedy spoopy season. It's real spooky out there.
There's lots of spiders. Why does it always have to be the spiders? Why can't we follow, like, butterflies?
There's pumpkins literally everywhere. Like, everywhere I walk, there is a jack-o'-lantern, which I appreciate. And they're all very, very coolly drawn or carved or whatever. They're not real. They're plastic. But they're nice. And they definitely add a Halloween ambiance to the entirety of the park because they are entirely everywhere. There's a pumpkin every 5 feet.
I'd say more than that.
Five centimeters. They're literally everywhere, and they're beautiful to look at. It makes a great ambiance there. Lore has really opened up and really kind of letting us know that the darkness and kind of the spooky season is here, and it's here to stay for a little while. I was really impressed with everything that we saw so far. Maybe we can get a little bit more in depth of what that looks like.
Yeah, for example, there's the spooky carriages that are there. I think last year they had a hearse. It was like a funeral carriage that you would put coffins inside of. And last year it was out where quote unquote Old Town was, kind of where the big lawn is now.
I do not remember that though.
That's because it was
in the middle of like all the tents.
Everywhere and you couldn't see it. But now it's right dead center. First thing you see on the right hand side next to Barter East, and it looks really cool. It's a really good piece.
They also have things like the Headless Horseman statue right next to the gallows. Is that what they're called?
The stocks.
Yeah. The stocks. Yeah,
where you can put your arms and head through. But it's also hilarious because like you have the headless horseman statue right next to the stocks, mm-hmm. where you put your head in, which kind of gives the connotation like, hey, maybe that's where Cephas executes people. He puts them in the stocks and then chops their head off like guillotine style.
I mean, but they do have a guillotine over in the park the archery range.
That's right.
Some people have said that it's a replacement for Cephas. Hopefully that's not the case because we do want to see him back.
Yeah.
Cephas, you are not leaving us so easily. We need you back. Thank you.
We need to go on an excursion into the forest and trek him down.
We could probably
write him letters, though.
Well, unless the one true government. Never mind. Hold on.
We'll get into that.
There's also some metal cages and like not gallows. What would you call them? But they're like metal spikes all over the park. Not spikes, but they're like poles.
Yeah, they're kind of like poles, wooden poles that it looks like maybe flag or a banner.
They're wooden. I thought they were metal. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Are we thinking of the same thing?
Yeah, I think we are.
Okay.
You're talking about the posts?
Yeah, the posts. Yeah. Maybe they're made out of wood and I mistook it. But they're everywhere.
They're made out of wood, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But they are everywhere. They look like they may be in preparation of banners or lights or...
Like more cages, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
Got to put all the prisoners inside.
Yeah. Grimey's in one of the cages. It's hilarious. Yeah. When I was there, he was shaking the cage like crazy, and you could go and talk to him about it and say, like, hey, bud, you all right?
Yeah, and they have skeletons in some of those, and so it's just great. It's a great atmosphere to be. Not only do you have a lot of these fantasy things, but it's also mixing into the Halloween kind of creepy environment. So wonderfully, it looks great, honestly. I love the new look. I also love, we talked about last time in our review, how the greenery was really coming through, right, for Evermore. And we see that now with there's new sod everywhere. There's grass in places that there wasn't. The park really looks touched up, looks good. It's refreshing to see. It really is.
And perhaps this is kind of a good point to even jump over into some of that expansion and construction phases, because we've already mentioned it. There's a giant lawn now that they have where Old Town used to be, where the ice skating rink used to be in Aurora. So it goes all the way from like the pathway all the way up to the stairs that would lead up to that pavilion in the center of the park. And it's all grass now. And I think it looks really nice.
Yeah. And hopefully that pavilion, that center staircase that I so want to go on, will be open here shortly. I'm not sure. As of right now, we can't go up there. But it looks like the construction and things are being made in that direction.
I mean, I guess it does, because the train station's looking kind of really nice and carved out, and some of the pathways that haven't really been there before, they look like they're about to get some asphalt or concrete or some sort of walking path there. So who knows, maybe that'll open up eventually. But as of right now, it's guarded by the big skeletal pumpkin king scarecrow thing that was there during last lore, which I super love because that thing is ginormous.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. So like, I don't even know. I'm really bad at guessing heights, but I'm just like 20 feet.
It's taller than
around there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like you got to back up way far to get a picture of you and the whole thing in it.
Yeah. And just another really cool piece that Evermore brings in, like a really, really great piece.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like going back to the lawn, I don't know about you guys, but I really just want to like throw out a blanket and have a picnic at Evermore. Just chill. It doesn't work for this season because spooky times, but maybe like when they had this lawn back in Mythos, that would have been perfect. You know?
I mean, I think it could be fun all year round. Like if it is definitely kind of spooky, but you could probably get a little blanket and grab some of those soups that Evermore is selling and go sit on the lawn.
Yeah, new food.
Yeah.
That's a new feature. Yeah. I haven't seen the new food yet. I don't know if you guys have either.
Unfortunately, I haven't been. They just barely as we're recording this, just the day before, they unveiled their new fall menu, which has some of those returning items such as the bread bowls with soup in them. So good, so classic, so delicious.
I only briefly saw that picture. Did anyone see any hint of the meat pies returning?
I don't believe that the meat pies were on there.
Ugh, so good. But maybe I saw that they do have some new things coming out, and so maybe they haven't released everything, or maybe they're trying to give everything, you know, give new things a try. So really excited about that, all that new good stuff.
Yeah, in fact, we got some stuff over at the Hex shop. We got Briggy's Butter Brew making a return. We have the Butter Popcorn, Root Beer Floats, Orange Dream Floats, Fresh Pressed OJ. But that's the cold stuff. I think we want the warm stuff, which would be over at the Slanted Shanty. You got Gumbo, and then you got the Teriyaki Chicken Rice Bowl. And then at the Barter West, it looks like we have the bread bowls again, the Goblin Goulash, which is some mac and cheese with some chili and onions and sour cream. You got the French fries are still around.
Ooh, those French fries, though. Mm-hmm. You need to try those Parmesan and herb French fries. So
yes,
good.
Absolutely. Mm-mm-mm.
Tasty.
Some of the desserts are interesting. You have the Inspector, a warm brown butter cake with two scoops of vanilla, warm apple. I don't know how to pronounce that word, so warm apple and caramel sauce.
It's just an apple tossed in the microwave.
Whole apple.
Warm apple. Love it.
It's definitely not that. Let me
compote.
Oh, warm apple compote.
Thank you. That's fine. I'm not a fancy boy, apparently.
You're good. I think compote. I mean, when I think of compote, I think of pie. It's just a sort of pastry, probably. I don't know.
All right, we're pretty bad at food, but if you know what that means, it's good.
Chandler, you're giggling like you know. Why don't you enlighten us, Monsieur?
Well, hello. Compote is fruit preserved or cooked in syrup. It is also often used in dessert dishes.
Like pie.
Like pie.
Mm-hmm. Like pie.
Like pie.
Like, see, I know.
Yep.
All right. There's a lot of good food. So good that we can't even pronounce its name.
And along with food, we also have some new merchandise, which is Skylar's deal. Let me hear that sweet merchandise.
That is my deal. I do love that good old merchandise.
What is this word you guys are saying?
It's merchandise and mercantile. Merchandise.
Merchandise. That actually goes along with one of the expansions that came out. The Kettle Cafe and Mercantile, specifically the Mercantile side of it, is fully opened. And you can go into the shop and you can shop around and look at all the new things that they have to buy. Some of those things are a lore coin necklace, which used to be the very old original character coins that they had at Evermore. So now you can get one of those and cherish that as a cherished memory.
I personally love that they have it on a necklace. It feels like I have officially become one of them, and I just love it. It's so great.
I actually do love that as an addition, especially since Mythos, they got the new character identifiers, which is the light up medallions that they have, which are very cool. And now you can feel kind of like a citizen of Evermore with your very own Evermore coin. They have Evermore bracelets that look like they're handmade beads, and they got like a little leather stamp E on them, the Evermore E. Those are fun. They have some very limited edition, very exclusive ocarinas that you can buy.
Really cool.
Oh, beautiful.
Really great ocarinas, and a variety as well. Mm-hmm. When I think of ocarina, I think of Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, of course, where traditionally you think of it as a sort of circular flute that you would play offhanded off of your mouth, but there are some that are designed that are flush to your mouth with hands on both sides. There's some that are shaped in the shape of feathers. Some of them are shaped in bones, I think. There's a variety to the ocarina instead of what you would think of as the traditional, quote unquote, traditional ocarina, which I like.
Yeah,
it's very, very varietous.
They're very varied. And they also have a lot of the returning stuff as well, such as the horn mugs, the dragon plushies, the wands, the posters are making a return. Recommend checking those out because they are much, much cheaper than they were the first time around. I bought my original poster for $25. Now they are being sold for $5. So if you want a poster, go grab one of those. They're very limited edition. So I recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just great because the Mercantile is now fully open, as we were saying before, whereas before it was open to the degree that you could walk in 5 feet and be served at a desk. But now you can actually walk into the building, view the space, enjoy the environment. So that's awesome. We love that.
I love new buildings. I love new things. You know, Evermore is this ever-changing story, and it's always wonderful to get new buildings and new places. We've also seen that with a building that has always been there at the cemetery, but it's never been opened. This is actually, I believe it's called the Crypt of Morrigan. I believe that's how it's pronounced. The Crypt of Morrigan, and this is someone's crypt, another character, a long past person. It's always been there. It was before, I believe it was where like the spooky girl was kind of haunting. And
the like projection.
Yeah, the projection ghost. Before there was also a cipher on the door there. So now that door is actually opened up and you can see into this room, and it's really cool. There's a tomb or a kind of a grave. I don't know what you would call that, but someone's full on place where they're resting. And there's some books and some what look kind of like some legendary weapons or something. I don't know. So
good place to go and take a look at and ask some questions around town about what some of them might mean.
Yeah. And again, it's just new space being opened up. And speaking of new space being opened up, who are some of the new characters that have arrived for lore?
I would say some of the new characters, the real new, we have Ariadne, the Princess of Spiders. I believe I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I've heard it a couple different ways, but Ariadne, the Princess of Spiders.
Yes, and that is actually correct. She did correct us or let us know that it is Ariadne. That is the way it is pronounced.
And then there's also Wisteria, the witch. She is a...
She's a wood witch.
She's a wood witch. I was going to say she's an oak witch, but that's the name of her sister is Oak. So she's a wood witch, and she uses magic through her, through the nature. And that's really cool. She's got a very long nose. She's actually in one of our Insta posts, if you check out our Instagram.
Can I just talk about this character for a moment? Her new magic system that she talks to the trees is fantastic. And just her stories and her favorite memories of how she was trained to be a witch by Mother Nature, which I love that she has made a return, not in person, but just in lore, right? Just a
story-wise,
yeah. I just love everything about that character and want to see so much more for her from her. And that is something that I look forward to getting to know her and Ariadne more.
And we also have Miri the fortune teller who came back.
Yeah, she's a returning character. She was one of the fortune tellers that we originally spoke about during lore and lore 2018 lore. She's actually the one that gave me my reading that helped me get initiated into the Black Hearts. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And with that, looks like we no longer have Giardani. We just have Miri, correct?
It seems about right. Cleo still goes around and does some palm reading, so there's some of that. But as far as tarot cards or card readings, I think Miri's the only one that's around and available for that currently.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen Giardani since open. He's apparently gone on sabbatical. We don't really know kind of what's going on with him. Yeah, we don't know where Giardani and or possibly Dimitri is yet. So that's another development. And speaking of developments, kind of what is happening story-wise? I mean, just first impressions, maybe just like preliminary things, first week quests, first week news. What's happening in lore? What's going on with the townsfolk?
I'd say number one, there's a real good one, a real kind of sad one as well. Kadarin is now in his full Fey King form, actually even kind of more majestic than before or more spooktacular than before. And he's really starting to slip into the Fey King persona again. He's not really kindly. He kind of was the first night I went, but then the second night I went, he was much, much more Fey King-ish.
Yeah, I think the story reason there is actually he's fighting this inner battle between him, between in himself, and so sometimes he is more Fey King, sometimes he's still Kadarin, and is offended by that title of Fey King. So it's very interesting to see that.
Yeah, I have yet to interact with him, but just looking at him from afar, it is the traditional Fey King statue that we saw in Lore 2018, so like 10 to 20 feet, pretty dang tall. But this Fey King 2019 seems to have not a crown, but like a shoulder mount that comes out from his shoulders and over his head, kind of like the old fashioned London royalty, but it's like spikes and bones and creepy goodness. It looks great, and he is sprouting vines. He's sprouting vines.
Yeah.
He's turning sad. He's turning mad. I guess he really is. What's happening. He's turning mad.
And I think the whole thing behind it is that lore is back. This portal is further back in the forest than any other portal that has been opened. And its influence is really just leeching into everything. As of right now, the townsfolk are trying to put up both a magical and a physical barrier between them and this darkness, and they need your help to do so. The magic that they have is not strong enough. They need more. They need help. We need you there at Evermore. And that's honestly what we've seen so far, I would say, that we need more people. We need you to help save the town of Evermore.
Yeah, more and more every single night that you go there at 8 o'clock, those spooky characters start coming out. The vampires, the zombies, those haunted nuns, those really, really spooky things. And even Lisette the spider, if you went to lore last year, I don't know if this is a similar one, but it's certainly a similar one. It is taking up residence up there in the mausoleum, and you should go check that out and see Lisette the spider, because she's real spooky.
And those spider webs are everywhere. It's so amazing in that mausoleum.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Love that set design.
Another great set piece. Something that you should definitely go check out. Where Syladros used to be is now where it is right now.
Yeah, currently the dragons are being quarantined so that they don't get infected by the darkness, because who knows what havoc would happen if they got infected.
But I've heard rumors that it may not be working. We need a stronger magical barrier.
Which means we need you again. Please, please come to Evermore and helps us save it.
So we talked a lot about things that we saw, things that we liked. What are some things that we are hoping to see come from this lore season, or some things that maybe you want to predict about the lore season?
Predictions.
Yeah, I think I've already, since Mythos, become really entranced with the adventure cards. So I hope that we see a lot more of them, specifically in regards to like guilds. There's already one for the new like level one quest or plus one quest for lore that you can pick up in the mercantile shop.
And it's on the back of the map.
Yes. Now you solve it on the back of the map, and then once you've solved it, you can go and claim your card as your reward.
Just super smart.
Yeah.
I just love that. It's like, oh, hey, it's on the back of the map. I don't need two separate pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. I just need one. The map. Boom. Character card. Just super smart. I love that.
So that's a big one I'd love to see.
I think what I would like to see is continuation of storylines from Mythos. For me specifically, I'd like to get some resolution on the one true government of Evermore. I hope that they come into play somehow, some way in this season. I would really hate to see, and it would be really frustrating if that was just dropped. If for some reason they just are never brought up again and that whole thing is just gone.
I think along with that, similarly with like the barn fire and the burglary, like we know that they were mind controlled and who perpetrated it, but who is the mastermind behind that? Is it the one true government? And if it is, I also would love to see a return of them, because, that just feels kind of like the overarching seasonal, like all three season storyline that they're trying to do. So I really hope that they're like revealed during lore. And that we defeat them during Aurora, something like that.
I also wanted to just put in there also that sometimes people go more into the shadows once we know about them. So if we don't see them in lore, perhaps maybe this isn't the season that we will see them, but definitely want to see them make a return later on.
Yeah.
In case it isn't seen here, maybe we just need to have a little patience.
They're probably lying low.
Yeah, we'll see kind of what happens there, but I definitely want to have those connections back, those wonderful storylines that were started, were resolved partially, and we definitely need to see a resolution there.
I think a good thing to do is go out and talk to your local Evermore leaders. Talk to the law enforcers there. Maybe that can draw out the one true government. I know I'm working on something. If you're on the Facebook pages, you may have already seen it. Working on a town charter for Evermore to try and renounce the one true government officially.
Do you think they'll actually come out because of your charter? I'm curious.
I don't know if they'd come out, but I could see them being upset by it, considering some of the letters they've sent to other government officials, such as Ozymandias and to Mayor Atkinson herself, in regards to telling her to know her place and not step out of line in regards to their authority. And I say, bump it. We're going to bump your authority, one true government.
Yeah.
What authority? You have no authority here.
One thing that I would like to see, or maybe even predict about this upcoming season.
Ooh, yes. Your prediction, please.
Is Clara. Clara coming back. Because she went through the lore portal. I think she's still alive. And I think she's going to come back and be the de facto leader of the darkness and of lore. And then we're going to have to try and save her. And maybe she'll corrupt Kadarin even more. And it's kind of like king and queen of lore coming to destroy Evermore. I don't know. But I'm gonna put some money down and say that Clara and or Suds are gonna have a really big influence this season. I think something's gonna go down there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, that is something that we saw during Mythos, is they actually added in a new character very late in the whole season. That was something that they hadn't done previously. And now, right now, it kind of feels a little light, wouldn't you say, kind of on the character, either new or returning. We've lost some, and it kind of feels light on the character side. Would you agree?
I think I kind of would, because it seems like they've gotten a lot of more of those haunt actors, which kind of makes sense. It's yeah. the Halloween draw. You want to make it a bit more spooky with some scares, but...
Totally.
Yeah, it seems like the guilds are running pretty low in regards to members. It seems that there's only about 2 sticking around now, just on average. I'm sure there might be more, but that's about kind of what I saw for each guild, is that there's only about 2 each.
Right, and I really am hoping that they add more people, and we've kind of already seen that they can do that, right? There's no precedent. This is something new that no one's ever done, so they can add characters whenever they want, and I would love to both meet new and returning ones that are not haven't been around for a while. I would love that.
Yeah, it's kind of the realism setting yeah. that Evermore has, is people can just leave and arrive whenever they want. It doesn't have to match with the portals. There's a lot of characters that don't come through those portals that are very interesting to interact with.
Yeah. Any other predictions that you guys think are gonna think about for lore? What are you wanting to see, or you're gonna say, mark it down, this is gonna happen?
All right, here we go. I'm going to say, we kind of already saw this with Giordani, and I'm not including him, but I'm going to say that a major character, someone that has been there since last lore, will die. That's what I'm gonna say.
Ooh,
like that would die actually, die perm, yeah, permadeath. Like
permadeath. And by no means do I wish that on anyone. I feel like it's coming.
Oh, I love that.
We have so many of these amazing actors that by no means am I saying that I don't want them around. I'm just saying I'm putting money on it. Someone's going to die.
And I'm sure if an actor's been around that long, they might be looking to, play someone new. So
yeah.
Maybe that's an option. I don't know. That's very interesting. I like that a lot.
Yep.
I think
you've heard it first, Chandler's. You heard it first here,
Chandler. Chandler calling it, someone's gonna die.
Some permadeath style. Ooh, I don't know.
Too dark? Is
ooh,
that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess I'll jump in with my prediction. I think that. What do I think? I think the vampires might become a bit more heavy in regards to similar Dimitri Giordani type vampires.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me that he's like, he was drawing all that power that Giordani and Dimitri were doing so much, or rather Dimitri was doing so much to try and bring some unrest. And it just makes sense that the vampires could make a return. It's lore season. It's spooky season.
It's spooky.
Yeah. Especially with all the talk of the Pureborns and the Children of the Dawn that we've talked about before in some of our episodes. I definitely think vampires or a similar hunted group of creatures could come back to enact revenge upon the Pureborns.
This season's going to be interesting because it's shorter than I'm pretty sure any other that we've had. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
I don't know.
I think you're right.
But I'm pretty sure it's just the 2 months. It's just going to be September and October. And so if there is going to be story, it's going to be popping off every single week. Not only that, but in October, it's open for 4
more. Yeah, it's open for more days.
It's open for more days.
The first 2 weeks add Thursdays to the roster, and then the last 2 weeks of October add Wednesdays as well into the roster of days that are open.
Yeah, so...
So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct.
Jeez.
At least that's what's scheduled currently.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So you need to get there. This is going to be a short time, a short season. It's going to be really haunted, really spooky. The weather here in Utah is getting a little bit chillier, so dress warm. It really is going to be an amazing time, and we are so excited to see what comes out of it. But as we said before, the Everfolk need you.
Fight the darkness today. Keep your lantern lit.
Indeed, indeed. And I think that's going to be it for us for this episode. Again, we wanted to keep it simple and short, just give you our first impressions and a few predictions. That's actually something that we weren't planning on doing, but hey, man, that's what you got. We just want to give a big shout out. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate all of the love and support that you give us, especially your feedback. We really want to know how we can improve, how our influence drives your opinion about the park, and perhaps what you'd like to see change within World Talkers itself.
We've actually had some of you write in, email in, and actually some of you have called in. So thank you so much. We will actually be playing that right after we finish up some of our closing things here. So stay tuned.
We want you guys to follow the park at evermore.com. Also follow their Instagram, Evermore Park, or at Evermore Creative Studio.
You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle at World Talkers. We're also on Pinterest and everywhere else, so go follow us.
If you want to contact us, you can go ahead and email us at worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com. You can tell us what you like about our podcast, what you like about Evermore, what is your favorite thing to do at Evermore. You can really email us about anything, and it might just end up right here on the podcast.
You can also call us, just like the message you are going to hear soon. You can call us at 801-332-9321, and we would love to play it on the podcast.
And finally, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us in so many ways to get promoted, to get seen, so that we can share our influence and help people come to know this wonderful park that we love to go to so much. And with that, I think right now we're going to play that pre-recorded message from our listener, Britta.
Hi, World Talkers. My name is Britta. I just listened to your overview of the Mythos season and found it interesting to hear you talk about the main storyline of Mythos, because for me, even though I visited 6 times during Mythos, I never even touched on the main storyline. And that was fine. I never asked anyone about the fire or the robbery. I never even talked to Giardani. But I still had a magical time every single time I visited. I just love the side quests so much. I'm the same way when playing video games. I get way down the rabbit hole of side quests. One time in Evermore, I even did see a couple big tableau scenes playing out, and I was like, nah, I want to go talk to the troll sister some more. I love that there's no one way to play at Evermore. No two people really have the same visit. And Evermore is just so unique and amazing that way. Thanks for making the podcast, and thanks for following the main storyline so I don't have to. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Britta. It really, we just love that. It touched our hearts when you called in. We really appreciate your comments, and we just love all of you.
Yeah, it's so true, and I definitely agree with you. I can get lost in side quests for hours, and we're so happy to be able to help you out.
I completely agree. There's no one way to play Evermore. It really is as different for every person, because we're all different, and we're all special, and we all love each other.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what makes Evermore and you guys so great. And I guess we will see you
beyond the portal.
Fight the darkness today. Keep your lantern lit.